Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ketholeno. The Chagasan Public Organization, CPO, has opposed the proposed mountain radar installation at Fitzroy in Peg District, citing lack of transparency and absence of public consent. In a press release, the CPO raised concerns over potential health risk from radiation, environmental damage, and possible restrictions on land use and civilian movement. It also criticized the state government for failing to consult the public and termed the move a breach of trust. The organization demanded an immediate halt to the project and called for its relocation outside Nagaland, warning of united resistance if the plan proceeds. The government has notified the Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Rules 2026, which comes into force from today, marking a significant step in regulating India's rapidly expanding online gaming sector. The rules operationalize the provisions of the Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Act 2025, aimed at ensuring user safety while promoting innovation and growth in the industry. The new framework introduces a complete ban on online money games, including those based on chance, skill, or a mix of both. It also prohibits the advertisement and financial transactions linked to such platforms. It added that violations may attract stringent penalties, including imprisonment and fines. The Oriental Colony Council Dimapur has strongly opposed the proposed relocation of the Government Hindi Institute from the colony to Perima under Mezipema jurisdiction. Addressing the media, Council Chairman Imti Kumzak stated that shifting the institute would disrupt its functioning and inconvenience to students as well as the local community. He noted that the institute, established in 1968, has been operating smoothly and has become an integral part of the locality, contributing significantly to Hindi education in the region. He added that the present site spread over about 32,464 square feet, it accessible and adequate for future development, with no issues warranting relocation. The council has already submitted a representation to the school education department, but is yet to receive a response. The Nagaland State Commission for Protection of Child Rights conducted a one-day awareness program on child rights at Town Council Hall, Mon, on Wednesday. MLA and Advisor for Social Welfare Wampang Konyak, as special guest, stressed that the initiative aims to empower children, educate communities, and strengthen protection against abuse and exploitation. Urging enrollment in Anganwadi centers, warned that underperforming centers may be phased out. Deputy Commissioner Mon Wengye Konyak noted that challenges such as child labor, abuse, and lack of education persist, especially in remote areas, and called for collective responsibility to safeguard children. He assured continued efforts to strengthen child protection mechanisms in the district. The Commission Chairman Alun Hang Singh highlighted the importance of child rights awareness and described children as the backbone of the nation. Technical sessions on Juvenile Justice Act, POCSO Act, Right to Education, and the Strict Child Protection Status were also conducted. A new set of early childhood education books titled Active Learner Series, authored by Dr. Ajungla Lipok, was launched in Mokok Chung yesterday. The books were formally launched by Nagaland Legislative Assembly Speaker Sharingan Longkumar. In his address, Mr. Longkumar lauded the author's effort and described education as a vital social responsibility. He urged parents to cultivate reading habits among children and limit digital exposure, stressing the importance of preserving imagination and creativity. Speaking at the event, Dr. Lipok said the series is based on experience and a commitment to strengthening early childhood education. The set comprises 11 books structured into three progressive levels. And Assam Rifles Public School PAG yesterday observed Labor Day with active participation of 56 students and 8 teachers, highlighting the dignity of labor and contributions of workers. Students across age groups took part in various activities. Kindergarten children dressed as community helpers, such as soldiers, teachers, healthcare workers, and sanitation staff, to understand their roles. Students also prepared handmade cards and presented them to the school's Aya as a gesture of gratitude. A debate competition for senior students on "Will technology create more jobs or destroy the livelihoods of working Indians?" was also held. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.